The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Dine Erev Yom Kippur, Sifrim Aleph through Hay, Sif Aleph. Noigin, Lasseis Kaporis Be'ev Yom Kippurim, Bashmoyes HaBoiker. The minig is to do Kaporis on Erev Yom Kippur before, when it's dark, before the morning comes. Sha'oz HaRachamim Goyve, because that's the time when there's the greatest Rachamim. Loichin Tanagol She'enu Masuris, you take a rooster that's not spayed, L'zachar for a zachar, if you're a male. Matanagol is in the cave, we take a female chicken for a female. Lisha Muberis, and for a lady that's pregnant, Tanagol, we take both a male chicken and a female chicken. The reason for that being is because the Tanagol Shema Havlan Huzachar, because we take the rooster because maybe the baby will be a male, so this way we have a male chicken for the possible male child that's inside. Vim havladi nekeva, and if the fetus is going to end up being a female, daily imu levita b'tanagos achas. So then we'll have one female chicken, which will be sufficient for both the mother and the daughter. Mishnah Berurah brings down that some people have a minhag that they would bring one male chicken or rooster and two female chickens for someone who's pregnant. So this way the female chicken will go for the mother, and then you'll have a female chicken and a rooster for the vlad, for the baby that's inside, and this way everyone will be covered. Again, these are all Tolui and Minhagim. They bring in the Paiskim. Some Paiskim want to say, let's say someone knows that they're pregnant with twins. So some Paiskim want to say, well, in that case, if you wanted to go all out, you'd get five chickens. A female chicken for the mother, and then two female chickens, and two male chickens for the two babies that are inside, because we don't know if they're two, both boys, or one boy, one girl, or two girls. So this way you cover everything. So some people, also some of the Paiskim, they bring down that, let's say you can tell an ultrasound, you do an ultrasound and you know if it's a zachar and a keva. So then perhaps you could, you should take just the one that you want. So, you know, if you know that it's a nekeva, if you know that it's a girl inside, so you just need one chicken that's a female chicken, or perhaps you would take two female chickens, but you wouldn't have to bring a rooster along. Some places can say, no, we don't count on the ultrasound, and just do the minig, like the minig is in Klal Yisrael, and if someone's pregnant, you bring either one male chicken and a female chicken, or two female chickens and a male chicken, depending on which opinion you want to go with. The Paiskim also bring down that if someone found out they're pregnant, but they're less than 40 days pregnant, so then they don't have to bring an extra chicken as if they're a pregnant person. They can just bring, the lady could just bring a female chicken, and that's it. It doesn't count as being pregnant for this purpose unless you're more than 40 days pregnant. Bidiyavid, if a male used a female chicken, or a female used the rooster, so b'dieved, the yaitzi, they don't have to do kaparis again. There was actually a situation here in the community where one of the kaparis centers, they ran out of roosters, they ran out of the males, and they only had females left. So the question was, you know, what should they do? So I guess it's like the shidduch crisis is affecting the animals too. The shidduch crisis was there was no more males left, only there were only females. So what would the males do? And the answer was that even though the lechatchila we want to have a male for a male and a female for a female, but still, it's better if a person does kaparis on chicken. Most people think, again, those are arguments, but many people say that it's better that they should do kaparis on a chicken rather than on some other item or with money. So even though they can't get the full minhag, getting the male for the male and the female for the female, it's still something which is kedai to do. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, v'afilu shar b'nei adam yechon shnayim likach kapar achas. And even other people, they can get together, and two people to take one chicken to use as a kapara if they're needy and need to do so. U'baychrim b'levonim, and we try to pick white chickens. Al shem shenema, because it says in the pasuk, emyu chatoeichem kashonim, if your sins will be like red, kashelag yalbinu, so then they should be whitened like snow. Aval ein lachzor beferish b'shas kinyan achal levonim l'knoisim b'yoyke. But you shouldn't beferish go when you're trying to buy it to seek out white ones and to pay more for them. Kizel ke'ein dachei emari, because that's like the emarim used to do, which it's an issa to do like dachei emari. It's they used to look after omens. Oh, if this happens, then it's like this. If a black cat crosses you, it's like that. Alakashiz damin loy lovin, just rather if you happen to come across a white chicken, or shekana yisay ben achem, if you bought a bunch of chickens and there's a white one amongst them, so yivcha boi. So when it comes to the kaparis, you should take the white one. Lekeach kol echad kaparasay biyodei ayimanis. So each person takes the kapara, takes the chicken in his right hand. Yoimer psukim bnei adam, and he says the psukim that begin with bnei adam, as is printed in the machzayim. Masavavu savi roishay, and he swings the chicken over his head. Yoimer, and he says zechalifasi, zetmurasi, zekaparasi, as is printed in the nusach in the svarim. Gimel pamim, he says that three times. In Masavav lachem, and if he's swinging the chicken for somebody else, the other person is doing the kaparis, but he's holding the chicken and swinging it over his head for him. Ayim ezech alifascha, he says, you know, this is your, he changes the language to be appropriate for the, that it's referring to someone else. V'yesh loy l'savav t'chila li'atzmai v'chreikach lachem. And it's better that you should first do kaparis yourself before you swing it for somebody else, and that's because we always say yovei zakai v'chaper alachayev, that someone who already had a kapar, he should be the one to help be machaper achayim. Therefore, again, you yaitzi either way, but there's, you know, if you have a choice to do whichever order you want, so better the person who's going to swing it himself should be do kaparis on himself first, and then when he's going to swing it for the other person, he should do that second. And it's good that when you do the shechita on the kaparis, that should also be in the early, before alois ha-shachar, in the early morning. Take if achasiv, right after you do the swinging of the chicken. And a person obviously should not be foolish to think that this is his kapara, now all the averis are on the chicken. That doesn't happen. Rather, he has to think, ki komash oisin ba'if zeh, everything that's being done to this chicken, hayaroi lovo yolov bava noisav, that really he was deserving, it should happen to him. And that'll make a reishim on him, it'll impress upon him his need to do tshuva and to daven well. They bring in the svarim, you know, the Abba Mises is based in Skila, Srefa, Herig, Vechenik. And so everything that's done with the chicken is connected that, meaning when they lift up the chicken to hold it to shechta, and they're holding it by the neck, that's like chenek. When they do the shechita, that's like herig. After they do the shechita and they throw the chicken down on the floor, that's like skila. And when they wanted to take the feathers off of the chicken, they used to burn them off, so that is like srefa. So that's when a person sees those four things happen to the chicken, it's also, he's supposed to think that he's perhaps deserving of the Arba Mises, Skila, Sefer, Herig, V'chenik. So then he should moan over his averis. V'akosh Baruch Hu, B'rachma, V'kabal Tshuvas, and V'akosh Baruch Hu, his rachmim, will accept his tshuva. V'naigin lizoik b'nei me'ehem, and the minig is to throw the innards of the chicken, V'akoved, V'akloyos, in the liver and the kidneys, Shal kaparis, ala gagos, they used to throw it on the roofs, or the chatzer, or they would throw it in the courtyard, makom sha'ifos yichem lakachs misham, a place where the birds can reach those items, reach those innards and eat them. Because it's appropriate to have mercy on Hashem's creations, so they should have rachmim on you, min shemayim. The oid, and another reason for this is, in neisha achle gezel, Because the birds, they usually eat things that are stolen. They walk around the town and they nibble on other people's wheat and food. And so since their innards, their stomach and the innards where that food is, that's really stolen. So we throw it away, like we don't want to have any part with it. Kedei she'itein adam alibay, so that a person should realize lahachik es atzmo min hagezel, that he himself also needs to distance himself from stealing. Im ein tanagolim mitzuyim, let's say there are no chickens, yachali kach avos, you could take a duck, or yishar bal chay, or any other living animal, she'eino roi lakrov, as long as it's not an animal that could be brought in the base of Mikdash as a carbon. V'yishayimim afilu dogim, and some say you could even use fish for kaparis if need be. Ach lo yitayin uvnei yoyna, but not pigeons or turtle doves, she'ein roin lakrov, because those were brought in Mizbeach for certain kabanas. V'yehei nira ki'ilu makdash kadoshim b'chutz, kachim b'chutz, it looks like you're making these. If you would take something that could be born on the Mizbeach, it looks like you're bringing perhaps kachim outside of the base of Mikdash. Yesh noigin litens kaparis laniyim. Those are the minhag to give the kaparis to poor people. Ava yoseh toiv liftes es kaparis. Better that you should buy the kaparis. You should spend the money and you keep the chicken, the mamon, with litens a mamon laniyim, and then give that money to the aniyim, meaning don't keep the chicken and give the money to the aniyim, because the aniyim will be less embarrassed. Otherwise, the aniyim feel like they're eating other people's avarus, which are on the chicken. Rather, you should rather give them the money, not these chickens. Beis, ein oymin mizma l'soida v'loy tachnun v'loy lam netzeach. On Erev Yom Kippur, by davening and shachas, we don't say mizma l'soida, we don't say tachnun, we don't say lam netzeach, because we treat it more, a little bit like a yomtiv. We also don't say Avinu Malkeinu, only if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So then we do say Avinu Malkeinu Erev Yom Kippur by Shachris, but if Yom Kippur falls out any other day of the week, then we don't say Avinu Malkeinu Erev Yom Kippur by Shachris. Sif Gimel. Mitzvah lahabais besud of lecha v'lishtais. It's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, it's a mitzvah d'ayisa, to eat food and to drink on Erev Yom Kippur. V'chol ha-eichel v'shois v'Erev Yom Kippur l'shem mitzvah. Whoever eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, because it's a mitzvah, nechshav lo ki'ilu hisana gam ha-yoyim. He gets the schus as if he fasted that day. So by eating, you're getting the schus of fasting, which is a much harder mitzvah usually. It's a mitzvah to eat fish in the for the first meal on Erev Yom Kippur. Sif Dalid. Averus shebein adam lechaveroi. Averus that between a man and another man. En Yom Kippur mechaper ad shiyatzes chaver. Yom Kippur does not give a kapara for that, unless you appease your friend. Shneimar, because it says in the pasuk, Mikol chatei seichem, lifnei Hashem titaru. Kleimer, meaning chatei seichem, shem lifnei Hashem levad, meaning your averus that are only to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur and mechaper. That Yom Kippur is mechaper. V'mashe bein adam lechaveru, but the averus that are between you and another person, ain a Yom Kippur and mechaper ad shiratzes chaveru. Yom Kippur does not get you don't get forgiveness on Yom Kippur until your friend is appeased for it. L'chein, therefore, it's a kol adam l'daktik shim yesh b'yodai mamon shalachayim shloi kedin. Every person must be very careful and see that if he has any money that perhaps doesn't belong to him halachically, and it belongs to someone else, yachzir loy, he has to return it to him v'yafayi sasay, and he should appease the person. Because we said, not only did you steal the money and now you're returning the money, but you also caused him anguish that he was missing the money. And so therefore, you have to appease him so that you will get the for the anguish that you caused him as well. Now, let's say you have money and you're not sure if it really belongs to you. Perhaps you got it from somebody else in a way that was usur, and in who shalai apidin alay. You're not sure at this point if this money belongs to you or it belongs to your friend. You don't know what the halacha is. You have to tell your friend, Shehu writes Salam Oidi Moi Miyad Va'acha Yom Kippurim Udin Torah Akadosha. That you, right after Yom Kippur, you want to sit with him and to Udin Torah, Yikabal Allah Be'emes L'kayim Kasher Yetzi V'piyah Beistin. And you will, Makayim, you will do whatever the Beistin paskins. So you're willing to settle. You don't have to give the money away right now because you don't know that it's, perhaps it's yours, perhaps it's not, but you're willing to do whatever the right thing is. Even if you didn't sin against your friend with, you know, with money, rather it was just words. You cause him pain with your words. So you have to get appeasement from him. You have to appease him. And you yourself, you have to go to him and request forgiveness. Achim kasha love, but if it's difficult for you, or you understand that it's more likely that if you have a go-between, he will be able to get you mechila rather than you going yourself. So then you should use an in-between to go and try and ask forgiveness and get mechila. And the person who's being asked for mechila, he should forgive with a full heart. He should not be someone that is cruel. Because to not forgive, that's not a Jewish midah. That's the midah of Esav. Shalav Nemar, because it says on him, on Esav, Revasa Yishmor Netzach. He always holds his anger forever. And it also says this about the Givinim, because they did not forgive and they did not accept the appeasement that was offered to them. And the Givinim are not considered Yidden. But the way of Yidden should be difficult to anger and easy to appease. And when the person who did wrong against you asks you for mechila, yimcho b'leiv shalim should give mechila with a full heart, uvenefesh chafetza, and with a willingness. Ba'afilu heitza lo haba, even if he caused you much anguish, lo yikam v'lo yitar, you should not take revenge against him. Ba'adarabba, just the opposite. Machayte einu misari lovo ye'elov levakish mechila. If the person who wronged you does not come to you to ask mechila, yesh lo ya'ish ha'olov lahamtzi yisatzmei lo'isai shechata, you, the one who suffered, should go to the person so that it will be easy for him to ask you mechila. Whoever does not remove the hatred that he has for another year on Yom Kippur, ain't tefilas nishmas chas v'shalom. His tefila chalila is not heard by Kosh Baruch Hu. Chol amavi al midoisav, and whoever is meichel on things, marin loyal kol pshav, Kosh Baruch Hu takes away his averus. Sifhei, in meis zeh isha shechata kenegdai, the person that you did an aver against passed away. Maybe asar noshim, you bring 10 people, umamidin al kivroi, and you stand them by his kever, by his grave. Yoimen, you say, chatasi leilike yisrael, I sinned to the ribbono shel olam, lo zeh ish, plainly, and to this specific person, shechatasi leilike, that I did wrong to him. And the 10 people standing there will answer, Machalach, Machalach, Machalach. You're forgiven. Yeshlei Leilech Yachaf, and you should go barefoot. Gam Yeshlei Lefaydes Achait, you should also explicitly say what the Aveir was that you did. If it's not embarrassing to the mace, that you should say that in front of those 10 people. Im Kever HaMeis Uchutz L'Sholish Parsois Mimokam Shadar Barachaiti, if the kever of the person that you wronged is more than 3 passes away, whatever, say about 54-minute travel. Einu tzarech leilech ba'atzma l'sham, you don't have to go there yourself. Al yishlach shlucha, you can send a messenger. V'ashliach yikach shom asar noshim, and that shliach that you send, he should gather 10 men. V'yelech al kivrei, and he should go to the person's kever, v'yomer, and he should say, Hineni shliach shel pliny, I am the shliach of so and so. Moide berabim sheshalchani pliny levakish mechila mashachata, and I'm admitting in front of everyone here berabim that he sent me to ask mechila for what was for how he sinned against you. Imcheiref adam lachamaisa, if someone cursed a person after he was already dead, he talked he wished him, he cursed him to talk bad about him after he was dead. You don't have to actually go visit his kever to ask mechila with 10 people. You can ask from him mechila with in front of the people who are there, where in the place where you cursed him. From Hartzil of Shemon, if you spoke badly about him, you gave him a bad reputation. You have to accept upon yourself tshuva that you were over a chayim. There was a chayim for people who talked bad about people who were dead. That one's not allowed to say bad things about people who are nifter. Kol tov.